So thanks for joining me. And can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Pratap Verma. I live here in Silver Spring, actually a longtime Silver Spring native. And I live in Forest Glen, Maryland.
Great. And can you tell me about your blog?
Yeah, so I write a blog, Finding Forest Glen. It's on Facebook as well as on WordPress. And I moved here with my family about 2 years ago. I actually built a house 300 feet from the metro. And even though I was from Silver Spring, I didn't know much about Forest Glen. I don't think a lot of people know about Forest Glen. And so one of the things I wanted to do after discovering the neighborhood and really putting down my roots here was to have some sort of online presence for the neighborhood. I think we've all seen in the last few years how certain neighborhoods develop some sort of cachet, some sort of desirability if they do have an online presence. And you see that in Arlington, you see that in DC, you know, Prince of Petworth is an interesting example of a relatively unknown neighborhood becoming more and more popular. And so I think I'm hoping that we do something similar with Forest Glen.
Great.
Yeah.
And how long has the blog been around?
Well, the blog has only been around since April, but I think what's interesting about it, it filled a void for a community that does have a lot of history and really packs a punch. You know, Forest Glen's only 2 square miles, just under 7,000 residents, but we have a lot going on here. You know, the community itself was established in the 1800s with the Carroll family. And one of the sons ended up being part of the Continental Congress. The other one went off to founded Georgetown University. And as the area grew through tobacco fields and farming, it eventually had one of the first resort hotels where folks would escape the heat in the swamp kind of environment of DC and come up north to kind of relax in the summertime. And so you have one of the first resorts in the DC area. And unfortunately, that didn't do so well. But it did turn into a girls' finishing school where, you know, back in the day, you would have institutions that would kind of teach folks on how to be proper and kind of what their place in society was. And it was a kind of an interesting way of. And a lot of them were highly educated women who were part of aristocratic families. So you had this whole campus being built that we now know as National Park Seminary. And after that, the Great Depression happened. World War I happened. And it became more of a labor force college. And then, of course, like many things, the military took over the area. Actually became part of Walter Reed. Went into disarray, and then you had this emergence of this vibrant kind of new neighborhood that EYA and some other developers came in and painstakingly actually redeveloped that entire area. So that's kind of like the first part of what we know as Forest Glen. And of course, in the 50s and 60s, you have the advent of the Beltway that's, you know, rips through Forest Glen and kind of separates it mm-hmm. by this what at the time was a controversial roadway. So today we have Forest Glen. We have on the Holy Cross side a regional hospital that just got almost a $200 million expansion. So it covers basically all of downtown Silver Spring now that Adventist is on its way up north. And then you have also a military base, the Forest Glen Annex, which does Ebola and anthrax research right here in Forest Glen to about almost 2,000 employees. Then we also have a national museum of medical and health sciences that was relocated from Walter Reed as well. And then, of course, we have a red line stop, mm-hmm. which is very unusual given that there isn't a lot of density here.
Yeah,
you have that going on and then a potential future Purple Line stop in Littonsville, which is not too far of a walk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of for a small community, for just under 7,000 residents, it packs a punch. There's
sure.
a lot going on here. Not many communities can say they have a Japanese pagoda, kind mm-hmm. of like in the center of it all. So it's pretty cool.
And you mentioned EYA coming into the seminary area, and it seemed like they, a lot of the development that they had was they were intentional about preserving a lot of the what I think are historical buildings in that area.
Yeah, so there are quite a few historical buildings in the area, and they were developed, redeveloped, rehabilitated in many ways, and they worked with different organizations. I think Save Our Seminary was one of them, and then also, of course, the historical components of the state of Maryland and Montgomery County. And so that's really nice. But what's interesting now is that, you know, you have different chapters. You have, you know, the origin of Forest Glen, the transition through World War One, the Beltway, and then the Metro coming in the 80s. And now we're reaching a new part of Forest Glen, which is recognizing that areas such as surface parking lots are a gold mine for development because, you know, they're really archaic in many ways, especially in the world where you can make parking garages. And more importantly, people want to be able to walk to different kind of resources. So finding Forest Glen is trying to achieve that, you know, giving the community a voice and being able to represent folks in a way that wasn't there before.
Mm-hmm. And just, it must have been 2 months ago at this point, maybe three, you and Dan Reed actually held a meeting of residents in the area. Yeah?
We did. So we hosted a meeting in August, late August, and it was pretty successful. About 40 individuals came out, and we did some focus group work where we were able to get information from folks on what they would like to see at the development, at the parking lot. About 2 years ago, Metro did designate Forest Glen as one of the one of the four parking lots that could be redeveloped because of interest, unsolicited interest by developers. They were contacted by folks saying that, you know, they would be interested in doing something with that property. So we thought it would be a good idea to get the community involved before Metro took any kind of formal actions in developing. So we had the meeting, and then after the meeting, we were able to compile a Forest Glen redevelopment report, which you can find on the blog, that outlines all the data that was collected from those residents, and as well as renderings that were done to kind of show the creative process on what you could do. Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they often need some type of visualization of what could actually fit on the property. It's an 8-acre property, so it's a good size. So we were able to do that, and then after the report was disseminated, we were able to do a neighborhood-wide survey where we asked folks, okay, well, if retail were to go at the property, and also if improvements were made to walk to the property, because a large part of the having development is that how do you get to it? How do you access
sure.
it?
And Forest Glen, I mean, specifically on Forest Glen Road, there's not a lot of sidewalks.
Yeah, there's no sidewalks. It's very hard to cross Georgia Avenue.
Sure.
There's a lot of issues there. So we had about 240 responses. And
wow.
The vast, which is pretty high for a survey. People don't like to take surveys. It was only a 4-question survey, both from West Forest Glen and East Forest Glen. And that's the Holy Cross side. And the vast majority of people said they want retail. They were excited about retail. They want to be able to walk, bike, in some cases Uber, to retail at the development site. And that they wanted a coffee shop, restaurant, or deli. Those were the top three. So I think it's kind of an untapped area where you do have almost 7,000 residents, all within a certain period area within the parking lot, and also some sort of ability to walk to the area. Mm-hmm. So that makes it interesting.
Sure. What were some of the findings that came out of the report that you found the most interesting?
Well, I think the most interesting part of the report was the fact that the Forest Glen sector plan had always envisioned some sort of development at the parking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about master planners and how they kind of see how they look forward in terms of what the future potential is for a site. they had envisioned that as well. So that, in also including what residents had kind of seen as how that property could be utilized, kind of tied everything together. You know, you have folks from the 80s and 90s saying the same thing that we're saying now in 2015. And so the idea of the report is more to hopefully not only put Forestville on the map, but also give WMATA the tools they need if they are going to go forward with the RFP, the request for a proposal process, and help customizing that proposal in a way that truly reflects the community.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to WMATA in just a minute in terms of the process for redeveloping that, but I do want to stay on one topic, and that's in terms of this meeting and the surveys you got. I mean, this is the topic of redevelopment is always relatively it's always a hotbed,
mm-hmm.
Especially in more residential areas. What was the sense you've gotten in terms of people who are very uncomfortable with the idea of redevelopment?
Well, my anecdotally, I'll say it's a generational gap. I think a lot of folks that have been here for a long time really do enjoy the bucolic nature of Forest Glen. I mean, we have some beautiful streets here with really nice trees, and it's a really nice place to live. But that doesn't mean that development will change all that. It just means that it'll be a different way of developing. So the idea is that so I've seen that as one of the kind of from the dissenters. I think people are also afraid that there's going to be a larger kind of there will be a presence there at the development parking lot where the redevelopment could happen. That will be too large for the neighborhood, or it wouldn't be in scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so recognizing that Montgomery County has its own process,
mm-hmm.
And WMATA will be involved in that, I think people are often afraid that, you know, you'll have a 10-story building in the middle of a neighborhood.
Sure.
So I think that was part of the reason for doing some of the renderings.
Sure.
Even though some of them were a little bit out of scale, at least it gave it an idea of like, okay, you can do this. You know, the building heights, the setbacks, you know, the county with input from the community, that's going to always be there as, mm-hmm. as a buffer. And then a lot of people are also afraid about traffic. You know, there's still a lot of folks that have that mindset that if you build something that has retail that's desirable, that people are going to drive to it. And we already have problems with traffic on Georgia Avenue,
mm-hmm.
and especially at that intersection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really bad intersection. I don't know if you took that on the way here.
I did.
Yeah, and taking that left turn, I mean, it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't make left turns at all during certain hours, which makes navigating
very difficult.
Area very, yeah, yeah.
It's very difficult. You have to make U-turns and all sorts of stuff. And so that's where the survey comes in handy, is that most people said that they would walk.
Mm.
And so the idea is, if you're walking, you're probably going to drive less. Like, if you need to get a gallon of milk, most people are driving to Snyder's.
In Montgomery Hills.
In Montgomery Hills. And parking their car and getting their milk and then coming back on Georgia. What if you had enough small retail at Forest Glen? The idea is that you could even reduce traffic.
Sure.
So that's the thinking. So I think it's a generational issue in many ways. The millennial generation are the first group of folks that will not have a car, and you know, a lot of the car companies are kind of freaking out about it, and so and they flat out said, like, why do I need a car in the age of Uber, in the age of living close to transit, and it's expensive,
mm-hmm.
and we all know who own cars. You know, it doesn't take a whole lot to have a $2,000 bill for, you know, nothing. So that being said, I think it'll be interesting to see, because, you know, Forest Glen is getting an influx of younger families. I've now talked to three folks that came from Arlington, Virginia, because they wanted to buy a single-family home within walking distance to the metro, but didn't want to pay $700,000, $800,000 for a home. And so you're seeing that happening. Younger families with kids who probably would be patrons at any new development.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a change. There's a shift. And so I think I think even other generations probably will come around to development. It's just a matter of understanding what that development actually means.
Mm-hmm. One thing I noticed about the meeting also was that some people seem to be a little bit panicked about the meeting happening and thinking that this was somewhere far along in the process and that hard decisions were going to be made there. But it seemed like the reality is that the meeting was an opportunity for residents to get together in something that was somewhat informal in the context of a master plan already being developed. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this was the first opportunity that they had at all to voice an opinion and come together and make those statements set. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's correct. And in many ways, this meeting was a way to get folks involved before that process even starts. So we're having a consolidated sector plan effort by Montgomery County that's going to start in April of 2016, where Montgomery Hills and Forest Glen will be merged into one sector plan, which kind of makes sense because if you look at the map and you look at how the two neighborhoods are connected, they really feed off of each other, and it would be great to have development be done in a way that includes both sides of the beltway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, and also what you're referring to, the fear of folks saying, you know, like, oh my gosh, like this, it's happening now. I think it's more of a reflection of things sometimes do happen that way, even though the county is pretty good with involving residents. Residents often are, you know, people are doing many different things at the same time.
Sure.
And so sometimes you'll find out, I mean, I had people saying like, oh my God, this is happening now. It's like, no, don't worry. You know, there's like a bunch of processes that are going to happen. And, oh, by the way, WMATA is also going to do a public outreach kind of meeting. So I think it's a general fear that people have that development happens really quickly. The reality is development does not happen quickly.
Sure.
I mean, by the time you go through all the permitting, the requirements by the county, the state, and then entities like WMATA, it can be a long process. But I think it's helpful for everybody if we start the process by getting an understanding of what the community actually wants.
Sure.
Because I personally don't think it's productive to just say don't do anything
mm-hmm.
on the site that is ripe for development.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is, whether it's going to happen in our lifetime, it's going to happen in someone's lifetime where, like, a vacant property next to the metro, next to the beltway, on a major street, which has significant density, it's going to be developed.
Sure.
So why not do it in a way that represents the community?
Sure.
That's done in proper scale and recognizes the environmental impact and the traffic impact.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like the thinking. But I think there is a healthy fear of development in some mm-hmm. ways.
How would you feel if there was a 10-story building there?
Well, you know, it's funny. I think about this all the time. You know, if you and I could go into a time machine and go 500 years in the future, who knows what Forest Glen would look like or downtown Silver Spring, right? Humans are kind of quickly taking over resources in a rapid rate. Probably not so much in Montgomery County, but you see it in South Asia. You see it, you know, I recently came back from Thailand, and there's like not a square inch in Bangkok
mm-hmm.
that hasn't been developed
sure.
in some way for someone. Do I think that's going to happen here? Probably not. But, you know, what ends up happening at some point is in order to sustain the economics of everything, you know, the reason why I personally think Montgomery County is redeveloping at a rapid rate and kind of redefining some of its downtowns is we are in direct competition with Northern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people come to D.C. and they work in the city, they have two options, D.C. or Maryland.
Sure.
Maryland or Virginia, especially if you have kids
mm-hmm.
and you want to send the kids to public schools. And so if you ever look on Threads for folks that are first moving to the area, you have these back and forth, like, where do I live? Do I live in Maryland? Do I live in Virginia? And then you have very polarizing kind of opinions on that.
Yeah.
And so
I don't cross the water.
You don't cross the water. Yeah, and a lot of people say that. A lot of people will not cross the American Legion Bridge or the Wilson Bridge on the other side. So what I find interesting is how that affects development, and I think I personally wouldn't like to see a tent story building there. I think you can achieve a lot by putting a 4 or 5 story building. But what I'd like to see is open space, resources for the community, and then at the same time, a sustainable development that keeps the development alive. Mm-hmm. So some type of appropriate commercial development. Mm-hmm. Now, there's talks about maybe Holy Cross needs some outpatient facilities for allergy or dermatology that they don't currently have. And so making Silver Spring kind of a medical / life sciences hub, and we already have United Therapeutics, we have a bunch of offices here that support a multitude of doctors. This could be a cool place. Mm-hmm. Just like kind of how Arlington and Fairfax County have kind of tagged themselves as the big Department of Defense contractor area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's happened. That already has happened on the 270 sector side with Gaithersburg, a recent report saying that they're actually running out of space for labs. We could do that here.
Sure.
So that's what makes it exciting.
Jumping back a little bit, you'd referred to like WMATA in terms of this development, but they're not really the only agency involved in what may end up happening. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So, I mean, you're right. They're not the only agency involved. And that it does require a lot of public-private kind of partnerships. You know, with this development in particular, Forest Glen Road is a state road. So you would have the State Highway Administration involved in that. You would have Montgomery County's own Department of Transportation. You would have the planning departments of Montgomery County. You would have, you know, obviously the state government, as well as, you know, Georgia Avenue is also a state road. So you have that aspect. And then, of course, there's, you know, depending on how the access to Georgia Avenue, across Georgia Avenue from Forest Glen East goes, you probably would have to get some of the private partnerships involved with individuals who own property on that side, like the Forest Glen Medical Center, which I believe is owned by Finmark. So it would require a tremendous amount of collaboration, coordination. And the hope is that, at least through the blog, some of these entities will start to at least do the preliminary outreach and efforts involved in saying, okay, can this work?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes what's interesting about online resources is that it's not formal. So you can kind of brainstorm and think about things. And strategically, I think all these entities are watching what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen it happen already where folks are, you know, government officials have contacted me and said, oh, this is really cool. Like, I'd like more information. So how a blog ends up being a resource for private and government entities is really interesting as well. Because whether it's the rules of engagement by government entities on how they talk to contractors or how they talk to WMATA, you know, you have liaisons. You have a lot of bureaucracy there. But in the world of social media, hey, if you can contact a blogger and kind of work through them, that can be advantageous for a lot of people.
Sure.
So I think that's what's interesting about finding Forest Glen, is that even though we just started in April, we have gotten the attention of a lot of the key partners in what could be a pretty cool development.
Sure. I think that's everything I have about Forest Glen specifically. A lot is going on in the Silver Spring area, the greater Silver Spring area.
Mm-hmm.
What other neighborhoods and areas do you look at as, like, people should be paying attention to this?
Well, I think for sure East County. I mean, Dan Reed talks a lot about this from just up the pike, and we actually both grew up in the same neighborhood.
Mm.
And he actually gave testimony for a new group of homes that I actually ended up buying back in 2007. And so that was, I think he actually downsized the homes from like 18 homes to 12. So that's kind of like how we first got connected. But I think East County is really interesting because there's really no reason to stay in East County when you're leaving your home. You either go to Columbia or you go to downtown Silver Spring. And so you have a tremendous amount of traffic on 29 that seems to be getting worse and worse. But with the advent of BRT, Adventist Hospital, the White Oak Science, Life Sciences Gateway, all sorts of projects that are happening around that area. Also, I heard Union Market is doing some sort of development at Burtonsville.
Oh.
So that's also going to be very interesting. So between all these projects and, of course, the White Oak Shopping Center, which has one of the oldest Sears, if not the first Sears in the entire area, that could be really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that area on the map. There'll be no reason to drive past all this stuff and go straight to Columbia. So let's see how that pans out. You know, what's interesting about a lot of developments, you hear about a lot of things, but how they actually happen, you know, what's the end product? A lot of it depends on economics.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a lot of projects have initially a lot of money and then, you know, the project is downsized.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really the future. And of course, Wheaton is also very interesting. And that's what kind of makes Forest Glen interesting. You know, we're exactly a mile to downtown Silver Spring and almost a mile to Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how those two cities are growing and slowly creeping towards Forest Glen.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this swath of land and properties between Montgomery Hills and the metro parking lot that could be redeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Wheaton, I mean, Silver Spring's already arrived, downtown Silver
Spring. Sure.
You know, the projects are in the pipeline, and it's happening. Wheaton has some interesting space because it could be Maryland's answer to kind of like a Tyson's Corner light.
Sure.
A mall with some planned high-rises that are going to go in the parking lot, and a good amount of density and a real kind of downtown feel. You don't have all these beltway ramps and two or three major roads going through it like you see at Tyson's Corner,
mm-hmm.
which is, in my opinion, a total disaster. Wheaton could really turn into something special. Mm-hmm. And it already has, quite mm-hmm. frankly.
How about generally for people, what are other resources that you see out there that are good ways for them to know what's going on, to stay connected, you know, whether it's blogs or government outlets or what have you?
Well, yours is great.
And that's what I was asking. That's what I wanted to hear.
you're not paying me to say this, but I think Silver Spring Incorporated is a great way to at least know what's going on in your neighborhood, both on the development side as well as events. So I strongly recommend that entity. Oddly enough, Bethesda Magazine does a really good job
yeah.
of covering Silver Spring stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been really impressed by them. I read a lot of the Washington Business Journal. They seem to have a good idea of what's happening in the greater DMV area.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love greater Washington.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I'm a contributor to it, and I think they have some not only interesting stories, they tell you what's happening in your neighborhood, but more importantly, they kind of show you what can happen in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think David Albert, the founder, really has a good vision of how, on a grassroots level, folks can really make a change in their community,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just by writing about it.
Sure.
And that's what actually kind of inspired me to do
sure.
in Forest Glen,
yeah.
is that you too can have a voice, and it's not just your voice. Let others use your kind of online presence as a way to vocalize their opinions.
Mm-hmm. What? How about anything else that I didn't bring up?
No, this was great. I appreciate the opportunity, and it was a great way to find Forest Glen, as I like to say. Everyone's, you know, when I tell people, we're, you know, oh, I live right off the Red Line, and I'm 300 feet from the metro. Forest Glen. Oh, where is that? Is that, you know, no idea.
Sure.
And so I think it's a cool community, and I've had folks say, well, don't advertise it too much because, you know, everyone will find out. I'm like, well, we're a small community, and we could benefit from a little bit of advertisement.
Sure.
Especially with all the changes that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. What's the URL?
So it's Finding Forest Glen on Facebook, and it's on WordPress. So if you Google Forest Glen, you'll find Finding Forest Glen, you'll find it. But I believe it's findingforestglen.wordpress.com.
Great. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Pete.